welcome to Tiny Urban Homesteading. I'm your host, Justine. I'm a blogger and YouTuber of Country Girl in a Small and City World. I'm excited that you're here with me on this crazy journey of urban homesteading. I hope you enjoy our episode today and find this information useful and you want to come back for more. So here we go. And welcome back to season number 2, episode 4 of the Tiny Urban Homesteading Podcast. Today's episode, we are going to talk about some natural fertilizers you can use on your garden that you can find right in your urban homestead kitchen. So let's get on with the episode. Spring is here, so that means that I'm sure most of you have already started planning out your spring summer garden. And now is the time, if you haven't, to start looking at that, to start your seedlings, and to start deciding how you want to lay out your garden for the year. But another important thing to consider is how are you going to provide nutrients to your plants? Now, in some cases, there is some plants that require a little bit more nutrients or care than others do when it comes to gardening. And for myself, I've always tried to find ways to utilize natural sources of fertilizers for my plants. Because at the end of the day, I do not want to put any additional chemicals on my plants, because that's the main reason why I'm growing my own, is because I don't want to have my plants exposed to lots of chemicals and a lot of handling in the process to consuming them from the store to my table. With that being said, I've done a lot of research and I found 3 great ways to provide nutrients to your home garden that will not be expensive, and I'm sure that most of you actually have them in your home right now as we speak. So the first one is eggshells. I'm sure most of you, and I know myself, we consume eggs pretty frequently, not as frequently as some, but for us, we consume them at least once a week, if not every 2 weeks. So when we're done obviously cracking those shells, we just throw them right in the trash. But I have read that eggshells provide wonderful fertilizer for your plant soil, producing calcium. Now, calcium, just like for humans, is beneficial when growing bones and for our bone health in general. It is the same type of process with plants when building their plant cell walls. And I thought this was very interesting because something as simple as an eggshell can provide so much calcium and nutrients to the plant. And if you're a person who consumes a lot of eggs on a daily basis, you can get a jar and put it on your counter and just throw those eggshells in that jar until they're full. Now, the cool thing about eggshells is they don't smell. So you don't have to worry about, you know, a disgusting smell on your counter or anything like that. Just throw it in the jar and put a lid on it and you're good to go. And as soon as it's filled up, you can take those eggshells and then you can crush them down either with a rolling pin, or you can put them in a Ziploc bag and do it that way. Or most suggest you put it in a little grinder or chopper to get it really thin, almost like a dust. And then you can take that dust and you can just sprinkle it over your soil. Now make sure you don't go too extreme and overboard, just a little bit in the soil and kind of mix it around with your soil. It works great. Now the thing is, the eggshell will take quite a long time to break down in your soil. So they suggest actually doing this prior to growing and just to give that soil that calcium ahead of time, so then that way it can break down during the process of your plant growing. So it's actually smart to do it beforehand rather than after, but you can put a little bit in there and grind it up and put it in your soil. Just do not go overboard with it, because you less is more sometimes, because if you get too much calcium in your soil, there will be a problem. I shouldn't say too much calcium. If you get too many eggshells in there at one point in time, then there's going to be a sodium issue. And just like people, when you get too much sodium, sometimes it makes you sick. Just with plants as well, if they get too much sodium, it will make them ill themselves. And then that could result in your plant dying or being in pretty bad health. Number 2, if you're like myself, I am a major fan of coffee. I drink coffee every single day. I couldn't function at 5 o'clock in the morning if it wasn't for my cup of coffee. Well, those coffee grinds that you throw out in the trash right after you make your good cup of joe can actually be utilized to provide nitrogen, potassium, phosphorus, and a lot of micronutrients that are needed for your plants. So all you have to do is take those grinds. You can either do it a couple ways to give those nutrients to your plants. The first way is you can actually just take the grinds themselves and sprinkle a little bit over your soil and just kind of mix your soil around. Less is more sometimes, so don't overdo it. Another way to do it is to take 2 cups of your coffee grinds and put it in a 5-gallon bucket of water. and mix it up and then let it sit for 48 hours. After the 48 hours, you can take that water and then water your plants. It's an excellent, excellent, excellent way to provide nutrients to your plants. Now, there are some plants that absolutely love coffee because they love acid. And obviously, there is acid in coffee. So when you're utilizing coffee that has been used, so if you've already processed it through making your cup of coffee, that has about a neutral pH level. Now, when you're going to just dump regular coffee grinds you buy at the store that have not been processed through yet, that has a higher pH level. So you really just need to brew your coffee and use the grounds that have already been processed through. But things like blueberries, carrots, radishes, lilies, and azaleas love acidity. So when you add that extra coffee grinds to them, they thrive because they absolutely love the acidity that is found in these coffee grinds. So it's a wonderful way to utilize those old coffee grinds and to give those additional nutrients to your plants, and then they'll really, really, really thrive from it. Number three, banana peels. So I really never thought about this. I knew that obviously bananas have potassium and phosphorus and calcium, but I really never thought about utilizing it for my garden. Now, there's several different ways that you can utilize these banana peels for your garden. So first and foremost, you can actually take a jar with water, throw your banana peels in there and put a lid on it and let it sit on your counter for a couple days till you have enough banana peels in there. And what you can do then is after about a week or so, take out those banana peels and then take that water and either put it in a spray bottle or your watering can and utilize that to water your plants, because your plants will thank you so much with having that extra calcium, phosphorus, and potassium to help them grow and strive. You can also take those peels and just chop them up and throw them in your garden. Now, I will say a disclaimer, and this is even if you're composting with banana peels. Banana peels, they have a wonderful smell. So they are definitely going to encourage those little gnats to come and see you because they love bananas. Because you know, if you've let your bananas on the counter for one too many days and then you pick them up and you see these gnats go everywhere, yes, that's the same kind of effect. So you can put them in your garden. If you're a person like me who has your garden right on your back porch where you sit because you have chairs and stuff, not suggesting throwing them directly in there because it's going to encourage those gnats to come visit that banana peel. So if you have like a raised bed or maybe you have your garden in the ground, then that might be a better option for you, that you can literally just cut up the pieces of banana and throw it right into the soil. And lastly, you can actually dry your banana peels, which I never really thought about doing, but you can dry them in your oven, 140 degrees, letting your oven door open about 2 inches for a couple minutes until your banana peel dries. And then you can kind of pulverize it and crush it up almost like how you do with the eggshells. And you can then mix it with some water or just basically throw it some on the soil and you're good to go. Now, there's some people who actually combine some of these processes together, like the eggshells and the coffee grinds. They'll mix them together and then they'll put them in their soil. That's great additional nutrients. Just do not go overboard, a little at a time. I wouldn't just overpower your soil with all these different nutrients because you may shock your plant in the end. So be very careful when you're doing that. But for me, I thought it was just very important to find natural ways to provide nutrients to my plants because I don't want to go out and buy chemicals. That's not something I want to do. That's not something I believe in. So by being able to add nutrients to my plants that are literally items that are right in my kitchen means so much because I already have them and I'm going to throw them away anyway. So why not use them for something more instead of just throwing them in the trash? As I mentioned before, as urban homesteaders, you know, one of the biggest things for us to do is ways to find different methods and ways to be more sustainable. And this is a great way to be more sustainable because you're not just going to throw that product away. You're going to utilize it for something more that down the road is going to produce wonderful bounties for you and your family. So I hope you enjoyed my quick podcast today, a little bit about those natural fertilizers for your gardens. And I hope you're starting that your spring garden right now. And I will see you on the next podcast episode.